Thank you, God, for today, for another episode. We thank you for the gift of music. Thank you because we know that the songs are going to speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hello, everyone. Thank you all for Mary or Martha. Like, I got comments, I got reviews, and they were so good. I want to say thank you for the engagements on Instagram, the likes, the story shares on Facebook, on Twitter, the tweets, the retweets, the comments, the use of the hashtags. Thank you. And for my fam on WhatsApp, thank you all so much. Thank you for the reviews. Thank you for those that sent in testimonies of how, like, the episode touched them. Thank you for those that sent in lessons. I had many discussions with some people after they listened to the podcast. It was so good. Thank you all. This is to remind you, if you've not subscribed for the email newsletters, please subscribe. The link is in the podcast description. On any platform, you can check out my podcast description. I think I'm on probably like 15 platforms now. Glory be to God. Yeah, so on any platform, you can check out my description and then send me a voice message, send me a review, send me an email, connect with me on social media, and then subscribe for the emails. Thank you. I think there was a question on Mary or Martha. Someone asked if on Twitter, someone asked if you can find a balance, and then I said yes, I believe so. Just imagine that Mary was, like, you know, with Jesus, and then Martha was in the kitchen, but then maybe I don't know if the kitchen was far, but maybe the kitchen was close by, and then while she was preparing the food, she could keep listening to Jesus's message. I mean, that's balance. So she's fellowshipping with God and then she's serving God. And then a friend added that we should remember that fellowship bets service. Yes, you are supposed, because he gave the example of Barnabas and Paul. They were fellowship, and then the Holy Spirit said, "Separate unto me Barnabas and Paul for the works that I have called them to do." So because there was fellowship first, it led to service. So for this bonus episode, I would be doing an album review. I really hope it doesn't take so much time, and apologies in advance, because I would be mentioning a lot of names and talking about people you've probably never heard of. If Christian hip hop isn't your thing, like you've never come across it, or you don't have songs about Christian hip hop, I'm going to recommend this album for you. And then I'm going to talk about the album. I'm going to talk about what each song meant to me. Because in things of God, I don't believe we do anything just for doing sake. So the album is CHH Ain't Dead. CHH is Christian hip hop. CHH Ain't Dead Volume 1 by Dayton. Dayton, that's Dayton. And I'm excited because this means there will be a second volume. So I'm going to just talk about the album. I guess I should start. So CHH means Christian hip hop. The background songs on this podcast, like I mentioned before, would all be Christian hip hop, which people call gospel rap, or Christian contemporary music, which covers a lot. I think from Wikipedia, I saw that Christian contemporary music is like a genre of modern popular music which is lyrically focused on matters relating to the Christian faith. Lyrically is very important. I believe as a Christian, Christ comes first in your life, and so in everything you do in your music, it must reflect Christ. Some people are like, I'm a Christian, but do I have to really talk about God in my music? Nah, it is really important. Today, the term Christian contemporary music refers to a whole lot. It refers to pop. Man, I love Christian pop. It refers to rock. We've got bands. It refers to praise and worship styles. Some worship songs, mostly outside Nigeria, do fall under CCM. Then, still from Wikipedia, we see that Christian contemporary music has influences from folk, gospel, pop, rock music, like just different genres putting together. I got to know that there is Christian punk, Christian hardcore, Christian metal. Those ones are entirely new to me. Although I know there's Christian electronic dance music, which is EDM. I know a duo that does that, Capital Kings. Yeah, so there is a whole lot when you want to explore music when it comes to Christianity, Christian hip-hop, Christian contemporary music. Very, very broad. Back to the album. Dating is also known as... Oh, I totally had to look that up because I don't follow artists like regularly. So I'm not mentioning his real name, but he's a Christian rapper. This is a problem nowadays because a lot of artists shy away from this title, which is really sad. Let me just use that word to avoid saying much. It is really sad. But Dating hugs this title. He embraces it so much. He's never ashamed of sharing his faith in Jesus Christ through his music. Yeah, so Dating is his stage name. He has a number of mixtapes, singles, and albums. He has a lot of features as well. He signed in with God Over Money Records. Yes, we have record labels in Christianity. I was telling someone one time, and then the person was shocked that we have record. And I'm like, yes, we have record labels. What do you mean? Yes, so he signed in with God Over Money Records. I love those guys. Bizu is a founder. He's the founder and also a rapper. Bizu is the bomb. I'll stop here. You can look Dating up on Wikipedia. Fun fact, he's also a punchline powerhouse. I think he used to battle rap before. Yeah, so the album, it was released on the 1st of May. It has 15 tracks, a total of like 51 minutes and some seconds. The album cover was fire. I think I saw like 3 different ones, but the last one was definitely the best. It has this heroic comic book style to it. Fam, you should check it out. I didn't want to use the album art as the cover for this episode because I don't know if that's legal, and I don't start facing lawsuits. The podcast only just started. So from Genius, I get my lyrics from Genius Lyrics. So the album has a massive total of 28 features. That is big. Represented by 7 different record labels and artist collectives. There are a couple of popular dudes, upcoming artists, etc. But one that stood out for me and for most people is Michael Peace, who is referred to in that album as the godfather of Christian hip-hop. He is one of the earliest Christian hip-hop solo artists. I'll talk about him a little on the tracks that he features. Turns out that the gospel rap has been a thing since the 80s. Anyway, turns out that Triple D is a moniker for Dating. It used to mean Dating the Destroyer, but now it means that Dating is dead. I don't know if he was using Dating the Destroyer while he was in secular music. Yeah, because I watched an interview a few days ago where he mentioned that he was secular before. I don't know if he was in secular music, but like before he got saved. Anyway, he was secular before, and then he mentioned that Datruth is another Christian rapper. He has a podcast even, Complicated-ish. He does with another Christian hip-hop artist, Flame. He said Datruth's music was a big influence on him. I don't know if that was before or after his salvation. Anyway, Triple D has his own record label, Menace Movement. I don't even know how that works because I know he's still a part of God Over Money Records. Well, on the album, Menace Movement gets the credit. Now, there is this blog I'll give them proper credits in the episode description. Yeah, the writer did a review of the CHH Ended album as well, and then mentioned, and I agree, that the purpose of the album is to prove that CHH is not dead, because from that interview I talked about, it looks like, I think I got the message that somebody came out to say Christian hip-hop is dead, and Dating was not cool with that at all, and people know Dating for always defending Christian hip-hop. You will understand why later on. He talked about it in one of his lyrics. Rappers who are Christians feel ashamed of the label. Christian rapper. Another way we can look at the album, the purpose of the album is that Christian hip-hop is not there because rappers can still be creative, expressive, innovative, just mention it, and still reflect Christ in their lyrics. I mean, I've heard trap music that is Christian by Christian rappers. Yes. I've heard reggae music. Oh, there are a couple of them. Papa San. I've heard like old school rap, I think old style gospel. I've heard like really fast rap, Gemstones, Canon. And these guys are just pushing Jesus, you know. So they are being creative, they are being expressive, they are being innovative, but Christ is still in their lyrics because the message has not changed, and it should not change, because this music is a tool for the gospel. Believe it or not, it is evangelism, and it has an impact on the lost and the saved. I'll talk about the tracks according to their numbers. Number one is Top Speed Running, featuring Ishan Bondry and Jeremiah Bleejean. I pray I pronounced that right. I'm not like a library for Christian hip-hop, but there are tons of rappers that I do not know, especially, and they might even be popular. I do not know because I need a playlist update. Anyway, I have two songs by Bizzo and Andy Minio that feature Ishan, but I don't have any song with Jeremiah. So Top Street Running, the intro is very captivating, the beat is amazing. I don't really know much about beats, but I know the beat was good. I'll read some lines from the first verse by Dayton. All I hear is fake news. Democracy is an illusion. Presidents are puppets they choose. They prove to be unfaithful. They promise breakthrough. They bait you, then get your hopes up, but never make moves. It keeps going on like that, so the lyrics are kind of political. But what I love about the song is that it draws your attention to Jesus, because later on it says, but I know somebody that can bring a change to and make new all that has been broken. He is Jesus. Jesus is like Jesus in one other language. So Ishan's rhymes and punchlines are also good. It takes the second verse. It says something like, bear the image of the living king like it's a photo. You come into a city near you, I'm doing promo. Joseph in the rainbow coat, but this is Polo. Kicking nothing but spiritual facts like it's a dojo. He didn't say it like this, because I'm reading the lyrics. I don't want to rap the lyrics. I can't read everything, but it's clear that Jesus is the message. They did not forget that. Jeremiah takes the post-chorus with Dayton and then takes the bridge alone. So part of the bridge is, life ain't been the same since you showed up. In a world too dark, yeah, you showed up, you know, talking about Jesus. You know, there is fake news, there is all manner, there's all sorts nowadays, but you know, Jesus shows up and he's there for us. So then there's this outro with like a voice of discouragement, maybe the devil, I don't know. He says something like, wait, why are you in such a rush? This is not a race, take your time, you get it done, there's always tomorrow, you know. That voice in your head. This is an album review, not a song review, so I don't think from now on I'll try not to go into details. I'll just say the message I get from them. So from this song I got that there is so much around, but we have to run away from them, you know, top speed running. We have to run away from those things and run towards Christ, where things are better. That's what I saw beneath all the lyrics, all the beats, and all the punchlines. The next song is Move, featuring Canon. It's produced by Matthew of Social Club Misfits. Remember the outro from the first track? I was probably correct about the demon thing, because track 2 starts with Dating saying, I can hear the demon say. And then there's a pre-chorus that reads, you can slow your pace, just keep taking your time. This is not a race, take a break and it's fine. It's okay to procrastinate and recline. That I can hear the demon say that, and then some other stuff. The features are Canon. From a few songs I've heard of Canon, or maybe it's just my head, Canon is fast, like he's a really fast rapper. And then there's Matthew of Social Club Misfits. The name is funny, I know, Social Club Misfits, but it's actually a Christian duo, last time I checked. This is really limiting because I don't say too much, but I'll keep going. So the lesson for me was, we are doing Jesus's business and we are to be on the move like Jesus was. The title of the song is Move, with an exclamation mark, like move. Ignore and shut off all the distractions and discouragement from the enemy. The lyrics and the verses, the lyrics in the verses and chorus reflect this. Third song is Jungle by Dating as well, featuring Shewon and Paris Caris. So Paris Caris gives the opening and closes the track with a hook. A hook is, I guess, it's the same thing as a chorus but for rap. Shewon takes the first verse followed by Paris, then Dayton takes the second verse followed by Paris again. So straight to it, the artists basically thank God for giving them the gift of salvation and getting them out of the jungle into God's kingdom. The title of the song is Jungle. So Jungle refers to the powerful grip that Satan has on people, you know, the wayward lifestyle, violence, fights, drugs, lust for money, you get the idea. The battles we face, because someone mentioned in their verse when they were rapping, mentioned nightmares and stuff. Death is also mentioned, so etc. It's just they are basically thanking God for the gift of salvation and getting them out of that jungle. The fourth song is We Fight, then in brackets Color Purple, featuring 1K Fuel and One Day. I think I should probably mention that One Day has Nigerian roots. Her real name is Yewan Day. Yeah. She and 1K Fuel gives the track this trap influence. They are both from Rich Records record label. I think the essence of the song was address the necessity of being patient and faithful in order to cope with hate and suffering we receive and experience every day. Eventually from this destructive judgment that is all over in the world, because there are lyrics like eager to fall, call when you need me, from the intro and outro that 1K Fuel took. And then in Dating's verse we hear lyrics like they are all in my face with their hate and aggression, and it's putting my faith to test, and I can stop and catch a fade and it's tempting, but God is love and we were made from his essence, you know. So even though there is like so much negativity, you know, people keep fighting you, people are not impatient, there is so much hate, there is so much suffering, but we have to just be patient and then we have to be faithful and just be like God. One Day takes the chorus every time, 1K Fuel takes it first. So she also does a verse, she does a rap verse, 1K Fuel also does a rap verse. Number 5 is Snot Rag featuring Swayze and Poetics. Snot Rag is like this towel or handkerchief you used to blow phlegm in from your nose, what we call kata. Yeah, so kata is like snot and then the rag. So the title of the song is Snot Rag. It goes straight to giving blows with lines like you rap about coke that you're snorting, you ninjas full of yourself, you claim to be God, tell people that you are the father, I tell them to shut up, I don't believe the stories you tell. He continues in the chorus with stuff like you get all the ladies cause you've got cash, to the Lord all your riches are a snot rag, it didn't go easy on them at all, it's mother 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 when you drop tracks, but you think you're good because you give a lot back, to the Lord all your deeds are a snot rag. He keeps taking shots in that track. Then Swayze takes the pre-chorus and a verse where he says, it ain't so funny when they care about money or earnings, way more than they care about God's reign. Then I hear Poetics in the intro where he says, Poetics bring the drums in. But I don't hear him anymore in the song, so I think he did the beats. I didn't confirm though. So the song talks basically about vain content in secular rap, you know. when you really listen to the lyrics in secular rap, you're like, what exactly is the point of the song? And so the focus of Snot Rag, the song is that even though they do good, you know, they feel like, okay, I go to my community, I give out money, they're probably philanthropists because they make so much money and all that. So, but they are living their lives against God. They are trying to do good, which is like, good deeds are like from God because it's an attribute of God to do good. So even though you are doing all these good things and then try to, you know, be on the path of God, but no, your lifestyle and every other thing you do, you are living it as if God does not matter. And so your good deeds to God are like a snot rag. Basically, that's it. And I agree. So all of matter is like MARTYRS is track 6, and then we have like 6 artists. Yo, 6 artists, and this is the 6th track. 6 artists on the song. We have Esso. I should probably mention he has a Nigerian origin and he has Nigerian parents. So there is also Ruslan, Uncle Reese, Drew Bex, and John Paul. John Paul is not spelled the way you think. John Paul should be spelled. It's spelled as JXHNPVUL. I mentioned that there are 6 artists on the song, but the song was done in 4 minutes. Like, I really loved that it didn't get to stretch the song so much. So Dating Satan is the verse. It says, "See, if my options were to deny the father, or I'm a gunner, then I'll be forced to choose and say goodbye tomorrow." Then he goes on and says, "It's not because I want to die, I wouldn't invite the oral. It's because I know to die a martyr is the highest honor." I'm probably not pronouncing that right, so please forgive me. Then Uncle Reese, Drew Bex, John Paul, they take the chorus. They take different parts of the chorus. And then they say, "This is a lifestyle more than making music. I lay my life down following the movement. This is on faith. Because of his grace, we can finish the race. We will praise the Lord." And then they keep going. Ruslan takes a verse and he's hard with the punchlines. Man, he goes at it. You can look up the lyrics. Esso takes a verse too and he mentions Nigeria in it. You can look up the lyrics. I think the point of the song, you know the point of the song already, that the Christian rappers, because they are Christian rappers, they are ready to die for who they believe, not what they believe, because there is a person involved who they believe, who is Jesus. Ruslan mentions in the verse that if you are not ready to die as a martyr for Christ, it will reflect in the little things you do. And that's why I said he went out with the punchlines. And then, you know, the fact that he says, if we would really die as martyrs for Christ, it will reflect in the decisions we take. It might seem like a big deal. This is me adding. But, you know, those little decisions actually mean so much. Next up is Walking While Blind, featuring John Paul again and Jerimana. So John Paul takes the first verse and choruses, and then he says, "I'm walking around in 2020, but I don't have a vision. 2020 is the perfect score for visual acuity." Then the chorus says, "I was walking while blind, being led by the things that are on my mind." The thing takes a verse where he talks about us humans not believing that God hears us or even exists, probably because he's sitting in a chair in paradise. That is from his lyrics. "While we are stuck here, we are stuck here like prisoners," he's describing it. He says, "Give us your ear, God, if you really exist in the pier. And when it didn't, I thought it doesn't or just doesn't care. But I was wrong, because not only does he exist, he is near." Then he goes on and says, "He was there for me, but I could not see him because I was vision impaired. I could have been murdered or thrown into the system, but spared by his grace. Yes, I submitted to the prince of the air. But fast forward time, and he gave me eyes to see. Not only is the Lord beside me, but is deep within this heart of mine." He says some more stuff. Then Jerry takes the third verse and says, among many other things, I let the Holy Spirit lead as a GPS. I let the Holy Spirit lead the way. So yeah, we're walking while blind, but thank God for his saving grace that opens our eyes to walk in the right path. That's what I got from the song. Then we have a word from the godfather of CHH, Michael Peace. This is an interlude. From Wikipedia, I told you I'll talk a little about him. From Wikipedia, Michael Peace is currently 62 years old. He was most active during the mid to late 80s. He is commonly remembered for never asking for a fee when he performed. This dude was so focused on Jesus. In like 1995, he stopped rap. His occupation reads on his bio on Wikipedia, reads that he's a pastor and a rapper. Are you shocked? There are tons of pastors who are rappers. Or should I say rappers who are pastors? Yeah. There are rappers who are pastors. Rappers that go to theology school. I mean, you hear these guys talking and you know, man, this is some deep stuff. Yes, so there are rappers that are pastors. Not just when they've retired, but like active now. I don't start mentioning names. So from that interview I watched on YouTube, it happened originally on Instagram, I got to know that Michael Peace actually sent voice memos, like voice notes, and then they were just put into the album, like this track. They were all powerful stuff. You should check them out. Let me just share this. It says, back in the days, in the 80s, we had two goals in mind. The first was to glorify the Lord with our lyrics, that it would be undeniable as to who we were rapping or representing about. No metaphors, no pronouns. It was straight and direct Jesus. And the second thing was that we wanted to reach the lost. We wanted to declare the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to people who knew nothing about Jesus, who had a limited understanding about Jesus, or what it really meant to be a Christian. And that was what we're doing, and that was what we did. And I believe this should still be the sole essence of Christian hip hop. Like, I hear so much Christian hip hop lyrics these days, and I'm like, where is the glory to God in this thing? And I'm like, delete. I am so concerned about my music, and I see that if it doesn't bring glory to God, no matter who the artist is, even if the artist is greatly respected in the CHH community, I don't care, I would delete your songs. That is how I am, because I'm being mindful. I'm like, we should do these things to the glory of God. So yeah, CHH is not dead. The ninth track is Wake Up, and then it features Shepard, Kevin Moss, Rockstar JT, and George Rose. I love the beat in this song. George Rose takes the pre-choruses and the choruses, while the others each take a rap verse. Layton said something that I think sums up the song. He says, to kill us, they will use us. They give a poor boy a few bucks, tell him to preach AIDS, introduce lust, and abuse drugs on his new cut. Like his new song. They make sure that he looks like us, so it's somebody we trust. Then he ends the verse with, we speak the holy word of God because we are trying to wake them up out of that deep sleep. So yeah, wake up. You know, he's saying the devil has an agenda, and the devil is so crafty. So he probably brings somebody you know, somebody you're familiar with, someone that understands your pain, your struggle, and then the person starts rapping, and then but because you can identify with this person, you are inclined to listen to their music, and then they start talking about other stuff like drugs, you know, violence and everything, obscenities, pornography, you know, adult content. I say adult content like it's even good for adults, but you get the idea. Yeah, but it's like, we are now here as Christian rappers to wake you up out of that deep sleep that you've been put in. You know, wake up. So that's the title of the song, Wake Up. By the way, there are 5 artists on this song, but the record is under 4 minutes. I don't know how the team does it, but it keeps this stuff short, which is real good. So the 10th track in the album is Wake and Bake Freestyle, featuring Kid Trace. In the hype, because you know there's the business parts to Christian hip hop, to music generally, Dating released Wake and Bake Freestyle, but on the album, yeah, as a feature. Now the track is personal because the artists talk about their past of not being sober, as in drinking, and how they lived without Christ, and how Jesus found them. Some of his lyrics are, they call me triple dizzy from the block, I was smoking blunts. I talked about this earlier. The triple D is like triple Z, Dating the Destroyer, and now Dating's dead. Then he continues with, remember that I'm not reading everything, or I'm not reading all the lyrics. He said, he knew if he kept me on high, that's the devil. He knew if he kept me high on a day to day, I'll waste my life until he fades away. I smoked just to escape the pain, but when I came down from that high, all the pain remained the same. I saw life in shades of grey, but thank God for his amazing grace. Then he closes with, it's goodbye to them drugs. I know God is enough because I'm high on his love. I honestly couldn't get what Kitris was saying because his rap style is on a different level. I don't know if that's trap, but yeah. He said something about switching lanes. He mentioned Molly in the beginning and then he talked about switching lanes. So I guess he's basically saying the same thing Dating was saying. Yeah. Then number 11 is Back in the Ring featuring M Tava. I got to know that M Tava is Michael Tava, and for the wrestling fans, which I'm not, Michael Tava used to wrestle in WWE. So from the interview with Dating, I gathered that Dating used to battle rap. By the way, they are Christian battle rappers. Dating used to battle rap, and so that makes sense. Back in the Ring, I think he said, in the intro he says, I'm constantly asked in interviews, hey Dating, would you ever consider getting back into the ring? And then also for Tava, you know, Tava used to be a wrestler before, so he makes that personal connection with the title Back in the Ring. I think the focus of this song is that CHH is still alive and proves that gospel rappers have bars and great lyrics, unlike the message you listen to in secular music. Dating took several shots at at secular artists. He took several shots at them. You can look up the lyrics for more info. There's this line from Dating, said, a vocalist that focuses on composing the dopest script, making sure that every note is stitched and interwoven with the Holy Ghost. A line from Tava says, I'm a verbal mercenary with words to carry a certain heritage. Rappers with gun bars, but they really lack the ammunition. You know, they, like I said, they are just emphasizing that, okay, I don't know what these guys in the world think they are doing, but we've got bars, we've got great lyrics, and they really showcased it in the song. Their punchlines, their rhymes, their rapping was just top notch. Up next is BBD Bobbidi Boo featuring Bizu. I mentioned Bizu before, the boss of God Over Money Records. I like Bizu because he takes direct shots at the truth in his rap. He doesn't sugarcoat anything. Plus, his rhymes and punchlines are super dope. The track is 1 minute 30 seconds long. Wake and Bake Freestyle is also 1 minute 30 seconds long. So short. Bizu goes first and says, I am on a mission for the I am. That's God. Don't miss it. Like them. Nothing like them, we different. Never let your light down, we leave it. It enforces the purpose of the album to tell Christian rappers that, to tell you that Christian rappers are different, that they are messengers of God, and it should reflect. Then Dating's verse tells us the meaning of the title, because the title is so confusing. Tells us the meaning of the title. It says, everybody's sounding the same, they just be copying dudes, and when they rap, they flow like this, bibidi bobidi boo. Yeah, so that's that of the rabbit, BBD Bobbidi Boo. So he talks about secular rap, that they basically just say the same thing. So 12 out of 15 is Essential. It features Cephas, Stefan Otto, J. Carter, and Michael Peace. Four features here, five if you count Dating, five artists. And then I think this is the longest song, it's just 5.5 minutes long. Dating starts off by saying, it's stupid to say that it's just music. You're blind if you see the crime and think that it has no direct contact to it. It's clear to me that these lyrics are steering these kids down the path of destruction. They imitate what they hear and see. It keeps going. But see, there is a final destination for the soul. They'll send you two roads, both eternal. Listen, because this is so essential. The title of the song is Essential. One road leads to hell, the other leads you to Jesus, the Son. J. Carter takes the choruses after each rap verse. He says, do not grow weary in doing good. The harvest is for those who do not give up. We know that we can't stop. It's fundamental, it's consequential, it's essential. Cephas raps and says, saving lives one ram at a time as we are climbing through the gun smoke. See, if we don't go, tell me who will. He continues down the line and says, because the Great Commission is the mission. It's essential we believe we serve a God who has no limits. Stefan Otto Gustod, and then he says, so stay encouraged, keep persevering when the path gets lonely, and the result for your works ain't a Grammy or a trophy. Because nowadays they're like, oh, if you don't get a Grammy, because now Grammy accommodates Christian music, so if you don't get a Grammy or a Dove Award, Dove is for, is the award for Christians. I know there is one other one, but like if you don't get a Grammy, a Dove or any trophy, they're like, no. But Stefan Otto tells us that, you know, keep persevering, your reward is not yet, what you are doing is essential. Then Michael Pierce rounds up by telling us in the outro, says, man, there are so many amazing Christian rappers out there going out for Jesus, and it's possible for anyone to even believe that holy hip hop, I really like that, that holy hip hop is dead. Says Jesus is alive and well, and those of us who are representing him, we are alive and well, and thus Christian hip hop is alive and well. The song enforces the work Christian rappers do as essential, because believe it or not, people get saved because of those rap songs that reflect Christ. I mentioned before that it is evangelism. Second to the last track is Alive and Well, featuring Dat Roots. Dayton mentioned in his interview that getting Dat Roots on the album meant a lot to him. I think I mentioned before how Truth's music had a good effect on Triple D. So Dayton talks about his father being a DJ in that song, and how he was raised with Michael Jackson music until he discovered hip hop. He mentioned some old time rappers, which changed his life for the bad, because he says, the lyrics kept me in a trance like a witch doctor. I would listen to the grimiest dudes, but the violence they spewed shaped my mind and my views. I was poor, so I thought I would try on their shoes. Their lifestyle is something that I would pursue. Well, what they did to me was leave me in the darkness. I became like them and lost me in the process. He spits another verse talking about how he had CHH, and then how it changed him. He gave credit to some Christian rappers, and then he says, you're probably asking why I'm addressing this CHH topic. Why do I deny the death of it? It's because I've seen the Most High provide his message with this art form, and then so on. Saying powerful stuff tells you that the power of the gospel in any form that is expressed is still there. So after every verse, Dat Roots gives like this little narration or interlude talking about the development of Christian hip hop. He mentions that he's just going through, he says he's going through puberty, and so it's just growing into an adult, and that we're going to be all right. Christian hip hop will be all right because God's hand is on it. Finally, we have a word from the godfather of Christian hip hop, Michael Pierce. The outro. This is the third time Michael Pierce appears. Michael Pierce gave brief historical and informative account of Christian hip hop in the first appearance, and then he gave encouragement in the second one, and then in this one he gives like a little of both. He goes into the album outro with some flows. It's like, I'm from the old school, I got the old school flow, I go with the flow because it's the only flow that I know. Goes on and says, I rapped about Jesus because he's the answer. I didn't have a DJ, I didn't need the dancers. I flow with the anointing God gave me, the power. With this mic in my hand, it was the man of the hour. I'm from the old school, but I ain't your fossil. Keep flowing for Jesus, now that was colossal. The rhymes are great. So that's all I got from CHH Ended Volume 1. You can follow Dayton on Twitter, because I'm not a fan of Instagram, at Dayton_DDD. Like, write out triple D, TRIPLE. Dayton_DDD. You can check the link in his bio for streaming and purchase links. You know, you want to stream a song, you want to purchase the songs on platforms like iTunes. Yeah, you can go ahead and check out this platform. So thank you all very much. For my next bonus episode, I'll be doing hot takes. So I should drop 2 questions. Yeah, so I pray I get responses over social media so that I have an answer to give in the next 2 weeks. So the first question is, if your hand gets amputated and you're a believer, when you get to heaven, are your hands going to be restored, or your hand is still going to be amputated. Then the second question is, what if someone who believes in Jesus has a medical condition, let's say, that causes the person to experience memory loss, dementia and everything, and then the person literally forgets his faith or her faith, like it forgets about Jesus and denies everything about Jesus, will that person make heaven? Then if you have other questions, please drop it on social media, tag me to the post, use the hashtag what takes, hashtag what takes, hashtag Jesus speakers, tag me to the post. Thank you all for joining me. God bless you. Please join me next week for a regular episode.